House Minority Leader Gene Chandler says the naming rights for roughly a dozen of the state's information and welcome centers will be up for grabs. He says several of those rest areas have had to close in recent years due to budget cuts.
Walmart or McDonald's or whomever, someone will be able to sponsor a rest area, have a sign there to generate some money, and it's been estimated that as much as $200 or maybe a little more $1,000 a year could come in from these sponsorships.
The Long Range Capital Planning Committee approved the bidding process earlier this week, and a request for proposals will go out in January. Chandler, who helped author the bill to start the program, says a state that relies so heavily on tourism needs to keep its rest stops open. But he says it's also important to ensure there are standards.
I think there is a line, and we just make sure we don't cross it.
Businesses promoting the use of alcohol or tobacco would be restricted, as would political advertising. Governor Maggie Hassan and the Executive Council must sign off on any advertising contracts. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.